Well, I think we live in a world today where there are a majority of people who have a different view of the Creator than maybe what we have. And there are a good number of people in our world who absolutely dismiss Satan and the dark forces that are in this world. Interesting that Satan is a name that we have been given to one person, sometimes called the devil or Lucifer, but in the actual word is the Satan, the dark forces of this world that are always wanting to pull us away from God. But it's so interesting that those dark forces are very aware of who God is and very aware of Jesus. So there's a difference between loving someone and using someone. And God selflessly loves us. And the Satan selfishly uses us. And sometimes it's pretty easy to get those two mixed up. And it's so true in the scriptures. And I like the fact that sometimes, even as a boy, when I heard someone read these stories, I'd go, whoa, that's amazing. Wouldn't it have been cool to have been there? And then I think about it again, I go, no, that would just be too scary. So I want to read to you just a couple of scriptures, because we're really kind of preaching a series now. I forget how long we've been going on it, on our mindset. What is it that we think of most often? And where does our mind naturally go? And there's just volumes of scripture talking about reminding us to get our mind back on Jesus, how he lived, and that this world, though it can seem very, very dark, is one day going to be made right again. And after the resurrection of Jesus, there was the sign of death no longer has any dominion over us. All of creation is in the pains of childbirth, renewing itself, beginning. So we kind of live in the infancy stages of this until when one day God pulls it all together. But just imagine being there when this happens. And I'm going to read from Mark chapter 1, starting in verse 21. It's a really interesting story. It says, "Then they went to Capernaum. And when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then, a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out." So I'm not going to justify this. I'm not going to say it the way this man said it. He cried out, a loud wailing, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." And that's said with an exclamation point. So you have an evil spirit, one who is following the Satan, one on the dark side, maybe a host of them living in this man, and they recognize who God is. They recognize who the Son of Man is. And look at the power difference between the evil and Jesus. Watch what happens. Jesus said sternly, "Be quiet, come out of him." And the evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. When Jesus tells an evil spirit what to do, the evil spirit does it. There's a difference in power between God and the Satan, the dark forces of this world. So it says, the people were so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching? And with what authority? He even gives orders to evil spirits and they obey him." And news about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. So in the Gospel of Mark, Mark does something that the rest of the Gospels don't do. Mark is always reminding us that Satan has a leash. That when Jesus speaks, the dark forces, the evil spirits respond. And when Jesus begins his ministry, the demons are shrieking out because they know that they're on a time limit. So over in the Gospel of John, there is now another story, and it's about people who followed God, who followed God's law. And they looked at Jesus, and they said he could not be the Messiah. So God comes in human form, Jesus, and people who follow God said, that's not him. There is a difference between loving God and using God for our own interpretation of Scripture. There's a difference. And we can fall prey to that. We can be afraid. There's a difference. So watch what happens in John chapter 8. To the Jews who had believed Jesus, he said to them, "If you hold to my teaching, you really are my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." But then it says, Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me." Now, I skipped some scripture because at the beginning, Jesus is talking to his followers. But there's a whole group of people who are following Jesus, but not believing Jesus, not believing what he's saying, and not believing that he's the Messiah. So to the one group, he says, if you're following me, if you're listening to me, you're following God. To another group, he's saying the opposite. And watch Jesus get a little bit stern here. Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me. For I came from God, and now am here. I have not come on my own, but God sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. I am telling the truth. Why don't you believe me?" And so from that point on, Jesus is watched very carefully. And people have to ask themselves the question, who is this one? Has my interpretation of Scripture twisted my thinking to the point where I don't think he is? Or would there be willingness on their part to say, maybe our interpretation of that Scripture wasn't quite right, that we thought the Messiah would come, remove Rome from power, set up a kingdom on the earth, and we would be great, and we would rule the world, when all along, deep down inside, all of us understand that the power of God is that he loves us selflessly, and that the theme of Scripture is the cross. It's about giving of ourselves, even to others who may dislike us, disown us, use us. That's for them. But it's for us to selflessly love. And if it means the cross, if Jesus gave his life for us, wouldn't we do the same?